WTAW News time is 8:05, 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. On the eve of a visit by a Houston YMCA executive to Bryan College Station came questions of the College Station city councilman, who's leading a large steering committee promoting a branch location.
I would hope that the council would have an open mind and just simply at this point say, let's continue to explore the possibility.
Carl Mooney told the council last night the Y's next step is deciding whether to spend $25,000 for a feasibility study on whether to proceed with what could be an $18 to $25 million facility.
So we're looking at a year, maybe less, but most likely a year or longer before the Y can actually come back with a fully formulated concept of what they think they could do here in Bryan College Station.
Mooney says no money from either city or the Convention and Visitors Bureau is being spent on today's visit by the Houston YMCA's president and three vice presidents. This Sunday, Still Creek Ranch will honor its co-founder and longtime co-director, Margaret O'Quinn.
Margaret O'Quinn and her husband Danny founded Still Creek Ranch in 1988. They ran the home for abused, neglected, and abandoned children for 24 years.
So the lives of kids that they've impacted is easily over 1,000 children.
O'Quinn's daughter, Mandy Berlin, and the rest of her family said goodbye when she passed away earlier this month. This Sunday, they're hosting a memorial service at the Brazos County Expo Center to honor O'Quinn's life of service and generosity.
I just would love to invite any and anyone that, you know, knew mom and knew of mom and needs a kind of rejuvenation of life. I think that this is going to, we're all going to walk into this room, but walk out as different people.
The service is scheduled for 2 p.m. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Identities have been released of three people in a car reported stolen from Brazos County that was involved in a high-speed chase with a DPS trooper Wednesday night. It ended in a crash on Highway 105 near the Brazos River Bridge. The driver, 18-year-old Devon Frederick Cross of Navasota, was arrested and taken to the Washington County Jail following medical treatment. The passenger, who was ejected and died, was identified as 29-year-old Amelia Mejia of Waco. And the other passenger who was ejected, 18-year-old Justin Garcia of Bryan, remains hospitalized in Brenham. MSC Opus has added a special concert, and they're not done with this year's schedule. Main stage ticket package buyers get first dibs on an acoustic performance from Lyle Lovett and John Hyatt the evening of November 3rd in Rudder Theater. Remaining tickets will go on sale to the public August 17th. Officials say this is not the mystery event that was teased when the season announcement was made. More information is on our website at WTAW.com. A Bryan man with ties to Navasota and Houston has been added to the DPS 10 Most Wanted Fugitives list. There's a cash reward of up to $5,000 for information leading to the capture of 19-year-old Roy Arevalo Jr. DPS says the gang member is wanted for engaging in organized criminal activity. On our website at WTAW.com is a photo and more information. WTAW News time is 8:08. It's 77 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. More news at 8:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition Oil and Lube, and while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience, and that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers, like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash or at East William Joel Bryan next to the main post office.
Responsive, prompt, experienced. These are the qualities you want in a plumbing service. So remember this name. Holman's Quality Plumbing. Holman's has experienced plumbers who specialize in 24-hour emergency service, leak detection, and tankless water heaters. Looking to remodel? Holman's fully functional kitchen and bath showroom is coming soon. Holman's Quality Plumbing is quality plumbing by quality plumbers. For residential and commercial service, call 777-0178 or click holmanplumbing.com.
Did you know that Blinn College's Brenham campus offers more on-campus housing than any other community college in the state? With award-winning faculty, Blinn offers the finest two-year music, theater, agriculture, and athletic programs in the state, along with a wealth of student activities, clubs, and organizations. That's a well-rounded college experience you can't find at other community colleges. Be informed about Blinn. Visit us at blinn.edu and see all that we have to offer. Blinn College. Proven.
Good morning. It's 810. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Action Sports. And they're located at 202 East Holloman, where you can see the 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Pro FX. You can go see them in person or check it out at click on actionsportstx.com. Here are the numbers. You already know them.
Lots of hot weather across the area for today. We'll see a good deal of sunshine. It'll be 95 to 100 this afternoon. Clear tonight, lows near 75. We'll see sunny weather during the day on Saturday, highs 95 to near 100. The outlook for tomorrow night, clear, lows near 75 once again. Sunshine's in the forecast for Sunday, highs near 100. Keep in mind the next several afternoons, the heat index will be around 105. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
China is the new Florida. A woman in China demanded compensation from a restaurant after her daughter accidentally ate half a worm in her meal. Prove everything was okay. Restaurant manager came over and ate the other half of the worm. Now look, that's a problem solver right there. Now, if he said, "Oh, I see these all the time," and then did that, then wouldn't be the same.
If he did it while singing the worm song, the little children's song.
I don't know the worm song.
Short, thin, slimy ones, short, fat, juicy ones?
No. Can you YouTube that? Can you find it?
I will find it.
Okay.
That wasn't it.
Jay Sokol in the meantime. As we wait on the worm song. Do you know the worm song?
No, I do not know the worm song.
I bet you do.
Me neither.
Steve, do you know the worm song?
It's an old Cub Scout favorite.
There you go.
All right.
Guess I'll go eat worms.
No. Have you got it?
I'm still looking.
Council member to sing a worm song with
Nobody loves me, everybody hates me. That's how it starts.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let y'all do
that. Oh,
the rest.
I thought that was executive session.
Boom!
Anyway, I guess I've already introduced him, huh?
Yes.
Steve Aldridge is here this morning. How are you today?
Well, I guess I need to eat some worms.
Yeah. So, first question, you guys going to put on your big boy pants and put together a bond issue? It's we're getting down to the deadline here.
Oh, yeah. It's been 7 years.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm talking about, to get it on the November ballot.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It's time.
Things got scored out. As a member of council, give me your thoughts on that scoring list and if there was something that maybe didn't make the list that's important to you individually.
Well, I think the big council's part in this happens Tuesday. And that's where we take all this great input from the community, staff's ideas on how we're going to accomplish this. And there is no way that we're going to meet all of the needs that are addressed there.
But I understand the process.
Prioritizing.
I want to hear you, right? What are the things that are important to you as one member of council? We understand the process.
Yeah. Well, we need everything that's on the issue that you can see. I think my major, most significant concern for this community is transportation.
And is there a point where you could look at transportation paying for itself vis-a-vis a transportation tax of some kind?
I guess we could. The problem with that is if you use a fee like that, it's not something that a individual citizen or a business, if it's charged to them, could use as a deduction for a tax purpose. So, I'd rather handle it on a way to where we can at least give people the relief from the federal government in the process of helping us subsidize this. We might as well.
Sure. Speaking of, next Tuesday, I think, next week, the city of Bryan is going to take on the Uber question.
Yes.
Now, this is something that I think there had been some thought about doing something, but we thought that the Texas legislature would do it. They didn't necessarily come up with anything definitive. What's your view there? Are you going to wait and see what Bryan has to offer, or have you got some thoughts on how something like a ride sharing like Uber or Lyft should be handled?
Well, the concept of Uber is a great example of free enterprise in an economy, but you may have to make sure that we're all operating under the same standards, particularly for passenger safety and those types of things. So insurance, all of those types of things have to be put into the equation, but I don't think that you can regulate a closed market for a particular group of people when you've got a phenomenal free enterprise opportunity. The the key to me is making sure that it fits with and it doesn't disenfranchise already existing businesses. The same type of concept that you look at in economic development. Okay, do you incentivize something or do you make something more attractive than another thing that's already going on there? Give a competitive advantage to somebody, and I think that you just have to make sure that we maintain a playing field that considers what's already here, what the new opportunities are, and making sure that we're all on the same playing field as far as being not giving somebody a competitive advantage.
Yeah, Steve Aldridge joins us this morning from College Station City Council. But competitive advantage changes with technology.
Yes.
And so
that's the world we live in.
It's going to be a moving target no matter what you do. Do you feel like you really can come up with any kind of guideline, knowing that that might be just one more thing that a future council has to go back and reestablish with different guidelines?
Well, it's all always a work in progress. So you start with something that makes sense. You look at it. You come back to it later on because, things are always changing.
Okay, a couple little shotgun things. Food trucks. What's your thought on food trucks and how they should be handled? And I think Councilman Benham likes the idea of having a safe zone where transactions could be taking place that had gotten their start on the Internet.
The safe zones, we'll take them in reverse order. The
okay.
safe zones, yeah, I think that makes sense. Anytime you've got e-commerce that's going on between parties that are not typically businesses and affiliates, that type of thing, it makes sense to make sure that you've got safe zones for those types of things to take place where, people can transact business without having a fear of getting heisted.
Mm-hmm.
And on the food trucks, if the community demands it and if there's a market for it, and we need to make sure that those opportunities are available for people to take advantage of.
But tell me, what's your brick and mortar? What do you say to your brick and mortars who aren't happy with that situation?
Well, we've got a food truck ordinance. The food truck ordinance that we have has some regulations based on where locations-wise, you have to be a certain number of feet away from a food preparation, a facility that does food service and that type of thing. So, if there's no demand from people, then you're not going to have to address this issue to have it met. Well, once again, the same thing as the Uber thing. How do you make sure that we have a level playing field where the advantages, disadvantages, and competitive abilities of each are there? And I'm not real big on the government being a solution to the problem. I'm big on governments being facilitators of solutions. That's what it really is.
Steve Aldridge joined us this morning from College Station City Council. A few weeks ago, this council approved what I would call a high-density area where you could have as many as 6 unrelated people living in one facility. Granted, it is just in Northgate, and I think you're going to have one near Jones Butler Road. Is the Camel already got its nose in the tent here?
Not really sure I understand exactly.
Well, we've already done it once, now we've done it twice. How many more times are we going to do it, and where should that happen?
Well, I think it's a process of where the demand for these types of things and developers that are coming in multifamilies, which is a huge part of our community, they're looking for these types of things because that's what they find to be a marketable facility for them. There's a real big distinction between single family neighborhoods and residential number requirements in single family neighborhoods because that changes the perspective of that little part of the community. But when you're looking in development areas that are comprehensive plan and zoned for high density development, then I think that we need to listen to the people who have development plans, make sure that they meet the codes and requirements and that we address all the issues, the traffic impact analysis, all those types of things. That is on that's the burden of the developer to meet the needs and us to be able to help them meet the needs for a changing market.
And sometimes when developers come up with ideas that don't really flesh out as they should, last night you took a look at the lofts. And folks, where this is at, I think, at Dartmouth and Holloman. It's the big, about 4-story, 5-story apartment complex. And the first floor had been commercial and really had not been successful at all. So tell me what the council did and how you voted on it and why you voted the way you did.
Well, I have a concern for once again, it's like we're talking about the existing versus what is feasible. And that's always a sticky spot. But, you know, obviously the people at the lofts came and said, hey, this is not working for us, and we need something that does work. This was a requirement of the city for our development agreement when we came into this and did this, that we were all first floor retail. And it's not working. So the limitation that they needed was just to take the city's requirement off of that in order for them to have a more, in their opinion, productive piece of property. So I think that makes perfect sense.
Okay, now to stop, though. That means that that is an ill-conceived concept from the city, that you are demanding that this be the first floor. That model's not working. Is that something that you think we should take out of the city plan then? I mean, clear it didn't work?
Oops.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Steve. It's not oops. That's a million-dollar decision for the developer.
Right.
Okay. Now, if he can now put housing there instead of commercial, then that changes the whole plan. Now, you guys, yeah, and you're the city. Now, you guys have said, no, you have to have commercial on the first floor. Me as a businessman says, I think you're wrong. Last night, the city did acquiesce, and they said, yeah, we weren't right here. Are you right at Texas and University, where you have the exact same thing going on?
I don't think that that's a requirement of the developer.
Okay, I don't know that. No, you're saying it's a requirement of the city. No, you said it is a requirement of the city, did you not?
It was with the lofts and the original development.
Is it just
there? The whole Wolfpin Creek corridor.
Okay.
And that's one of the things that was pointed out by the tenants, by the developers there, is they're the only facility in the Wolfpin Creek overlay corridor that's there where that's the requirement.
And that's fine, because I drive by University in Texas and I look at North Point and I go, that ain't going to work. And it hasn't. So is that part of the development plan at University in Texas or not?
As I understand it, that was the developer's idea.
Okay. City is not requiring that.
I'm not going to hold you to the fact of law, but That was prior to my tenure, but
yeah,
as I understand it, that, and that's a concern that I have, because I look at that and I go, this doesn't seem to be working so far.
Because we need to be pragmatic. When it's all said and done, it's nice to have whatever's on the first floor, but if it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
Right. Well, and the major concern and the toughest part for me last night on the decision was, okay, but you've got a tenant that's there, that's successful, that's commercial, retail, and this changes their perspective, because and ultimately that comes down to a negotiation between the lofts and the tenant who is there right now, and they've got to come up with a workaround, and hopefully there won't be too much of a disruption. They're a very successful business there, and I think the concern is, okay, well, if you've got one, why can't you have more?
Yeah, okay, fine. But, you know, and we've all been to places
where... But that's not the city's perspective.
Right. We've all been to places where it does work. In some places, it does. There, it doesn't. And if the city's back down from it, then good on them for that. Obviously, one of the other things that's happening is YMCA people are going to be here today.
Yes.
You're one of the people who's going to be part of the 20 or so who will be meeting with the folks from the YMCA. Your thoughts there?
Yes. Wonderful opportunity for us to explore the chance to have a successful, proven over, years and years and years of being able to keep up with what communities need. And if we can get into a partnering relationship with an organization like the YMCA, nothing cast in concrete. We're in the exploration phase of this as far as that goes. But there are some expressed needs from the school district, from the community, that are there that we got to explore these.
Now, two thoughts come to mind. First of all, let's say that I'm in the, and I think as Council Member Mooney has said, we're talking about many different things. People who are groups that are unserved, maybe like senior citizens, possibly an auditorium. The one that caught me, though, was child care facilities. Okay, there are people who are in business in child care facilities. And we talk about government not picking winners and losers, keeping the playing field even. I have a problem with the College Station city government in some way embracing YMCA if they're going to come in and be a competitor to a going concern, which is a child care facility. Your thoughts?
Yeah, from what I understand from the YMCA's perspective is child care is something that facilitates the opportunity for people who are using the facility. And I think if you look at it that way, that makes sense. There are other you know, exercise facilities, athletic facilities and things like that. And they offer childcare. And that's as a convenience to their customers, so they will be more likely to use the facility. Those types of things, I think, make perfect sense if you give them the opportunity to do that. I think if we're going into, hey, we're going to open up a new venue in the childcare market here and compete with existing childcare providers and things like that, that's a whole different perspective. So those are the discussions that need to take place. Those are the definitions of how we need to get to the best fit. And I think that's one of the real advantages of the YMCA is if you go to different communities, their feasibility study is about whether this will work for them to go ahead and do the development in partnership with the community. And it's about what fits this community specific to it. What are its individual needs? Because designing a facility for a much more urban area, higher density population area, completely different ball game. And I think one of the real key advantages of looking at partnering with the YMCA is because they have the expertise and the history of developing and designing concepts for facilities and communities specific to what that community's needs are and potential for the future are.
And my understanding, at least, that if they come in, they like the idea, they'll do a feasibility study, which will probably cost them $25,000, I guess was the number that I heard. Obviously, they will expect to be able to recapture that when they come back in their services and such. But at some point, do they ask the city of College Station to be their partners in some way other than, I think Councilman Mooney mentioned, land? But if they ask you to be their partners in some other way, how comfortable are you and at what level as a member of council would you be to have a buy-in with the YMCA to come to this area?
Partnerships are always unique. They're always individual, and they're based on what makes sense. Get a lot of community input on it as far as that goes. What are the people, what are the citizens of College Station, Brazos County, really want? And then you say, okay, well, you know, this doesn't fit here. It's part of a push-pull negotiation between the two and say, hey, this works, this doesn't work, what do we need to do? But I'm all for exploring the opportunities that are existing there. Nothing yet, but I think we'll come up with something that's a significant opportunity. Here's the key to me is when you take a look at the type of facility that this could be for us in partnering, it's going to address some needs that have been expressed from the school district, for the community. There are some other economies of scale that might be able to exist relative to potentially outsourcing our aquatics management, which we've looked at and talked about on capturing some things there. It's a community asset, and that's important for economic development because people who want to come to your community, I mean, if you're in the mindset that growth is not going to happen, and I don't want growth to happen in this community, that camel's nose is, okay. That camel's in the tent, okay?
Yeah.
But so the question becomes is how do we manage and facilitate the type of growth that we want here to attract the type of people that we want here? And that's the real key issue. In a facility like a YMCA, the quality of the facilities that you have in your schools and for your city itself, those say a lot to people who are looking at this community and saying, hey, that's a place I want my business to be.
Okay, your meeting's about 4 hours away. I don't know what the format's going to be. I don't know if you're going to sit around and pass around a microphone, but let's say they give the microphone to Steve Aldridge and you got a question for these people. What is it?
I always wait to see what my question is after we get the meeting started. But, I mean, my questions are, my basic universal question at this point is, okay, how do we team up and work for the better of our community? Okay.
Yeah.
That's the main question I'm going into this with is how do we work together?
Okay. Finally, anything on your radar screen?
Oh, a couple of things. I mean, Games of Texas is coming, and that's July 31st through August 2nd. A lot of people are going to be in our community. When you see these people out and about at restaurants, shopping, I would encourage local citizens to go to the events and take a look at what's going on. The boxing was phenomenal last time, so there's some really great events. We've got some local competitors who are involved, too. But when you see these people, say, hey, how's it going? Thanks for being here. Mm-hmm. We're glad you came here. Are you having a good time?
Yep.
Okay,
yep,
that does a lot for the future. And then the other big thing that I think of is we're getting ready on August 15th, a little bit later down the road, is we're going to have a picnic for the Fun for All Playground. kicking that idea off. And between the Rotary Clubs, the Kiwanis Clubs, the Lion Clubs, College Station Parks and Recreation, City College Station all getting together to create something that's going to be an all-access playground, that's really going to be neat. So I want to encourage everybody to get up to speed on that. Come out, have a great time on that Saturday with us, because I think that a lot of people will be impressed with what the community together with the city are planning and putting together.
For sure. Thanks for the time this morning.
Hey, thank you.
You bet. Steve Aldridge here from the College Station City Council. What else do you have for us today?
Everybody hates there you go. Me. I think I'll go eat worms.
There it is. There it is.
Thank you, Patrick. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So I'm looking at my list here, and I see where our Parks Department, you know, we do an Exploring History Lunch Lecture every month. Mm-hmm. The one scheduled for August is August 19th. Heroes of the Valley by some guy named Tom Turbeville.
Really?
Yeah. So if you'd like to know more about that particular lunch lecture.
He's always late, by the way.
Is he?
Oh, you kidding? Don't give me that. You know that. He's chronically late.
I know he is.
Yeah, they told him to start 30 minutes late early, though, so he'll be there on time. Yeah.
So Tom will be talking August 19th at 11:30. If you'd like to RSVP, please email our friend Marcy Rogers at mrogers@cstx.gov.
All right, very good. Thanks. That's City of College Station. They're here on Fridays. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. World Wrestling Entertainment appears to have severed its ties with Hulk Hogan. The company reportedly has removed the pro wrestler from its websites and online stores in the wake of an audio clip with controversial racial comments. Greece and its creditors are getting ready to open talks to complete a bailout deal, but the negotiations must still clear numerous hurdles before the country gets any aid. Negotiators from the European Central Bank, the European Commission, and the Eurozone's bailout fund are set to return to Athens over the next couple of days for a first meeting with Greek officials. International Monetary Fund officials are also expected to head to Greece to take stock of the economy and examine state balance sheets. You can now share the moment you parachute off a cliff live. Live video streaming app Meerkat has announced a test program that enables some GoPro users to live stream their footage directly from their GoPro device. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a little changed open this morning. And that's Your Money Now.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So don't delay. Call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Need more planning? No problem. General Steel can help you with that right now. Call General Steel and be in your new building this year. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
By now, I'm sure that when it comes to hacking and data breaches, nothing is surprising. Just think, over the past year and a half, it seems like everything has been breached. From taking over a Jeep Grand Cherokee on a highway, to the names of those registered at an adultery website, to Target shoppers, and even civilian employees of the government, all the way to the home addresses of families of our military who are in active war zones. Forbes magazine just published an article with a name that says it all. You will be hacked. In fact, you probably already have been on some level or another. And right on cue, the BBC now reports that smartwatches from Apple, Sony, Samsung, and the Pebble can all be hacked. HP reports that some of these watches send data unencrypted. Others allow unlimited login attempts, a hacker's dream. A few even don't provide lock codes to keep outsiders out. So it comes to this, if you own something that connects to the internet, it just will be hacked someday. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's KOMANDO. Start your own business? They say you're crazy to put everything on the line to be your own boss. But not GoDaddy. They like that courageous, passionate kind of crazy. They can help you put the idea or business you're crazy passionate about online. With their Get Online Today toolkit, you get a memorable domain name, a professional website, and personalized email powered by Microsoft Office 365. Sound expensive? It's not. For a limited time, GoDaddy's Get Online Today toolkit is just $1 a month. Just $1 with the purchase of an annual plan. Starting your dream business or putting your business online isn't crazy. Passing on GoDaddy.com's Get Online Today toolkit for only $1 a month, that's a little crazy. They've helped millions of small business owners, and they can help you too. Try the Get Online Today toolkit from GoDaddy.com and get a domain name, a website, and email for only $1 a month. Oh yeah, web hosting and 24/7 live customer support totally free. GoDaddy.com/Kim. That's GoDaddy.com/Kim.
Domain included with annual plan only. See site for details.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zinert. The president and three vice presidents of the Houston YMCA are in the Twin Cities today at the invitation of a local steering committee that's interested in a branch location. A preview was given at last night's College Station City Council meeting. Leading the more than 30-member group is Councilman Carl Mooney. Among the questions was if the Y is expecting the city to pay for what Mooney estimated was an $18 to $25 million facility.
Might the city be able to contribute towards that, the construction of that facility? Perhaps, maybe donation of land, for example? That would be one way to do it.
When asked if the city would be asked to help pay operational costs, Mooney suggested the Y taking over city programs.
After school programs, for example. All right, senior programs. All right, those are all possibilities. What about aquatic programs? Could we possibly ask the Y to take over and, in fact, outsource our aquatic programs?
The Y executives will meet with 20 local officials representing both cities, Texas A&M, Blinn College, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and local business owners. Mooney says private donations are covering the cost. You're invited to a memorial service this Sunday honoring Still Creek Ranch's co-founder, Margaret O'Quinn.
Margaret O'Quinn died earlier this month after being hospitalized for bacterial meningitis. She dedicated her life to helping abused, neglected, and abandoned children as the co-founder and longtime co-director of Still Creek Ranch. Her daughter, Mandy Berlin, will step into her role.
Her legacy and her shoes are very big to fill. She was an amazing woman that was just ready to help anybody. She was so full of love and energy.
Berlin says the response to her mother's death was immense.
More than anything, it is just the lives that my mother impacted and the outpour of cards and calls and texts and emails from so many different people. So when we started to decide where to have this, we knew we needed a large capacity. And
Berlin says they decided to host the memorial service at the Brazos County Expo Center. It is scheduled to begin at 2 p.m. More information is online at WTAW.com. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's been 3 months since MSC Opus teased us about additional events for the upcoming season of the Performing Arts Series. While we're waiting on details for the event, mystery event, Opus has announced a special concert with Lyle Lovett and John Hyatt. The musicians will present an acoustic performance in Rudder Theater the evening of November 3rd. Those who have Opus main stage packages can buy tickets from today through the 31st. Remaining tickets will be sold starting August 17th. More information is on our website at WTAW.com. One person is dead and another is in the hospital. A third is in custody following a chase Wednesday night that began in Brenham and ended on Highway 105 near the Brazos River. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says another trooper spotted a car driving erratically and none of the three occupants were wearing seatbelts. Then the trooper learned the car was stolen from Brazos County.
One of our other troopers out of Gravis County, location just west of the Brazos River, attempted to spike the vehicle. The vehicle then went around the spikes, lost control, and struck a vehicle that was parked on the shoulder of the roadway. And at that time, two occupants of the suspect vehicle were ejected out of the vehicle. When it came to a stop, the driver of that vehicle then attempted to elude the officers, which he was apprehended shortly after crossing over a barbed wire fence.
Morgan says the driver, 18-year-old Devon Frederick Cross of Navasota, was arrested and taken to the Washington County Jail following medical treatment. The passenger who was ejected and died was identified as 29-year-old Amelia Mejia of Waco. And the other passenger who was ejected, 18-year-old Justin Garcia of Bryan, remains hospitalized in Brenham. Morgan says two people in the parked car were treated for injuries not believed to be life-threatening. More information about Sandra Bland's physical condition was released yesterday by a Waller County prosecutor.
Harris County medical examiners say Bland apparently hanged herself to death in jail and showed no signs of a violent struggle. Waller County prosecutor Warren DeProm says preliminary reports show she had marijuana in her system.
To have marijuana present in your body 3 days, hypothetically, after smoking it or ingesting it in some format is indicative of a large amount of marijuana being smoked.
He says also of note, 30 cut marks were found on her left arm that were in a state of healing, most likely done 2 to 4 weeks prior to the incident. Bland was arrested after becoming combative with an officer in Waller County after a traffic stop. Her family says she had no reason to take her life. Austin York, TSN News.
Waller County Sheriff Glenn Smith released a statement yesterday saying guards who evaluated Bland determined she wasn't suicidal when she was booked. The Texas Department of Public Safety has added a Bryan man to their 10 most wanted fugitives list. 19-year-old Roy Arevalo Jr. is wanted for engaging in organized criminal activity. Information leading to the capture of the gang member, who has ties to Navasota and Houston, can result in getting a cash reward of up to $5,000. More information, including a photo, is on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time, it's 8:40, 78 degrees. We'll have more news today at noon with Chelsea Reber. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
My mom chose Dr. Gale because he's a hometown boy and a fighting Texas Aggie.
Well, my mom chose Dr. Gale because he delivered over 6,000 babies.
I chose Dr. Gale because he has training in advanced surgical procedures such as robotic surgery.
I chose Dr. Gale because he takes the time to listen to me and cares about my opinions.
Hi, my name is Dr. Justin Gale, and I would like to thank our patients and friends for voting us best in the Brazos Valley.
Dr. Justin Gale at Genesis OBGYN, now at the Physician Center. Genesis OBGYN, a place for new beginnings.
You always get great-tasting meats and cheeses, crisp veggies, and freshly baked bread at your nearest Subway restaurant. But now you can get valuable points, too, but only when you join the Subway Rewards program. So get your card today and register it at MySubwayCard.com. Then earn a point for every dollar you spend. Subway Rewards points can add up fast. Simply redeem them for subs, salads, drinks, or sides. Just save up to enjoy all your favorites. Subway, eat fresh. At participating restaurants, Subway Card must be registered to earn points. Visit MySubwayCard.com for more details.
Gabe Bach here with Jason Rallo of Rallo Insurance Group. Jason, tell me your story a little bit.
Well, Gabe, I was given a work ethic very early by my parents. I'm very blessed to have good parents. My wife is in the same situation. I was raised in the insurance business. My mom and my wife's mother were both retired teachers. Her dad's a football coach. And basically, we just learned how to work early. Went to work growing the insurance agency and really with good people. I believe the key to growing a business is having good people. And then, of course, also, I'm blessed to have a wonderful family. My wife and I, we've been blessed to be married 20 years. We have 4 wonderful kids. As you know, my oldest is big into basketball. He'll be a senior next year. My youngest, who's coming out of 8th grade, is also into basketball. And 2 girls, one's involved in soccer. And so just very involved with family and church and community. And that's kind of how we've approached life and how we've grown our business.
Find yourself a good insurance agent. Stop by and have a face-to-face conversation with Jason Rallo of Rallo Insurance Group, University Drive East across from Veterans Park. Go to RalloInsurance.com. It's 2 L's, RalloInsurance.com.
8:43, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to AnchorFoundationRepair.net.
Another hot day shaping up for the region. Lots of sunshine. It'll push temperatures to 95 to 100. The heat index today, probably around 105. It'll be clear tonight with a low of 75. For tomorrow, we're sunny. We're hot. We're 95 to 100. Again, the heat index tomorrow afternoon, close to 105. Clear tomorrow night, a low of 75. It'll be sunny and hot Sunday. Temperatures are probably going to be up around 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yep. It's about 8:43. Kind of an interesting story here for a minute. Staff Sergeant David Allen Wyatt will be laid to rest in Chattanooga. That's a story that came out of the Chattanooga Times on July the 21st. There is a columnist named Roy Exum, in the Chattanoogan.com. I want to read just a little bit of this to you. It's been 3 years since the Westboro Baptist Church, a radical group of Christians, if ever there were one, threatened to protest at the funeral of Lieutenant Colonel Roy Lynn Tinsdale, a loyal son of Texas A&M. About 2 hours before he was to be buried at the Central Baptist Church in College Station, Texas, the kids started showing up. Under a broiling Texas sun, hundreds of Aggies circled the church at a respectable distance and locked elbows, vowing not to let any protesters spoil Colonel Tinsdale's service or his burial at the famed cemetery known as the Aggie Field of Honor. One boy even wore a maroon T-shirt which read, "None of us are as strong as all of us." This beginning to sound familiar, and then he went on to the David Allen Wyatt funeral that took place in Chattanooga. So he began his column and referenced very accurately and pretty interestingly
that is cool.
What happened here in Bryan College Station.
If you go to Google it, you can easily find it by using the two words, maroon wall.
There you go. So that's in Chattanoogan.com, and I appreciate Jay Sokol for letting me know about this. He hasn't posted it yet, but it's out there to look at. And again, this guy, I don't know how Roy Exum found out about it, but very good timing for him to bring that up. So, if you like modern history, and I kind of do, here's a treat. The Associated Press is in the process of releasing thousands of archived newsreel clips on YouTube.
Oh, cool.
Project calls for over 550,000 clips. That amounts to over 1 million minutes of video. Here's some of the stuff that's already out there. I mean, I can get lost in this. I'm a little bit geeky on that.
That's an afternoon shot.
Yeah. Already released is footage from the 1906 earthquake of San Francisco, shots of Marilyn Monroe, Queen Elizabeth opening London Bridge, and dozens of sports events. According to the press release, content on the channels will also include fashion through the ages, sporting coups, entertainment, extreme weather, technological innovations. So that'll be great. Technological innovations in 1935. Can you imagine that? The evolution of eating and drinking, political milestones, historical moments. While no end date is given for when the older videos will be uploaded, the channels will be constantly updated with new clips as they come in. You'll be able to check them out on YouTube. Just look for Associated Press.
Associated Press?
Yeah. You've never heard of Associated
Press? I was about to ask what channel it was on.
Yeah, no, I guess that's how you do it. Anyway,
it was before UPI.
Yeah, I haven't looked yet. And then, of course, there's Reuters. But anyway, that's pretty cool. I think that's okay. All right, so we were talking a little while ago about they did some sort of tracking video with college students and found that actually it was every 31 seconds that you were off trying to find something else to be doing rather than what you should be doing. All right, so ways to stay focused. Swap caffeine for exercise. If you drink a lot of coffee, your brain starts to need coffee to focus. So when the coffee buzz wears off, it can be harder to concentrate. Physical activity is shown to sharpen your focus.
Yep.
Drink water. Even a little dehydration, just a little, so little that you don't even feel it, can cause you to lose your ability to pay attention. So if your mind is wandering, knock back some water. Get more sleep. If you are getting less than 7 hours sleep, yes, oh, right, whatever, who cares? That can make it harder to focus in the day. Yeah. Wiggle your toes. Intentionally wiggling your toes brings your thoughts back to the here and now. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I've never heard this before. This is especially helpful if your task at hand isn't all that fascinating and your mind is wandering. Happens to us between 6 and 9 every morning. So
sneak up on a coworker, wiggle their toes, and it'll bring their mind to the present.
That may be an ask permission first kind of thing.
You might want to do that, yeah.
This is Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Katie Dempsey, joined today by April from Longway Home Animal Rescue.
We are a nonprofit animal rescue in College Station, and we really try to take the ones that the shelters deem unadoptable. So that could be for any reason, like they have serious medical issues, they're older, or sometimes they're just perfectly healthy and the shelter is just at capacity. And so we currently have a couple of cases that really need some help. We've got an 8-year-old Yorkie who came in, and he's got no teeth at all, really. He's so sweet, but he just doesn't have any teeth, so so he'll need some medical care. And we also recently got a dog named Thaddeus, who is a golden retriever mix, and he unfortunately was burned all down his back, so we're not sure if it was boiling water or grease, but he's got to have daily bandage changes and sedation. And then we also got a little 11-pound Pekingese, who unfortunately her eye is kind of hanging out, and it needs to come out, and she needs some immediate medical care. And she's really in some pain. She's kind of crying out every once in a while. We're trying to get her comfortable. Her eye will probably have to come out, but unfortunately she's been sitting in that condition in the Madisonville Animal Control for about a week. So this is one of those critical cases where the Huntsville shelter called and they said, listen, it's a ticking clock. You need to come get her right now, or unfortunately she'll have to be put down. And that's when we just try to mobilize as many people as we can, as many pledges as we can. That way we can truly save a life in need. And you can check out pictures of the Pekingese or Thaddeus, our burn dog. But the little girl that's coming today, the Pekingese, you can see her on our Facebook page, Long Way Home Adoptables. And it is difficult to look at, and sadly, this is kind of the thing that we deal with on a daily basis. It's the cases that a lot of people would turn their backs on. And it's hard to look at. It's difficult to think about. But we're there, we're in the trenches, and we're kind of the boots on the ground people, the intermediate step between an animal being euthanized and an animal getting a happy home. So these are the kind of things that we do, but we run exclusively on public donations, so we really need your help.
And where can someone go to help you guys out?
Yeah, so the best way to get in touch with us is through Facebook, and you do not have to have a Facebook account to get in touch with us. It's a public page. It's Long Way Home Adoptables. You can contact us right through that page, and we have all of our fundraisers right there at the top. You can see pictures of our current cases that need help. And then there's also links for you to do a direct donation through SimpleGive, and all donations are tax deductible. You can also check out our website, which has our Long Way Home Adoptables. We also have the Pitbull branch, and we have a sanctuary branch where we have kind of the hospice care kiddos, the long-term kiddos. And that website is mylongwayhome.com. There's so many ways that you can help. Also, I mean, obviously the direct donations through the SimpleGive link, but also if you check out our Facebook page, the Long Way Home Adoptables, you can see right there at the top there's an Amazon wish list. And so if you're not local, or if you're local but you just can't come by, you can send a bag of dog food and treats. Really anything that we kind of need at the moment is there on both. We've got an Amazon wish list and a Walmart wish list. That's a great way that you can help out. You can also foster. So if you contact us through our website, mylongwayhome.org, we will provide you with all the materials that you need to help save a life, like our Pekingese that has the eye problems, like Thaddeus, who was burned. Or you could even just call in a direct donation to our veterinary clinic at the Tabor Road Veterinary Hospital at 979-778-1144. And all the donations will go right to their account.
For more information, visit Long Way Home on Facebook at Long Way Home Adoptables and Friends. I'm Katie Dempsey, and this is Bravo Brazos Valley.
Property experts at Selling Lifestyles, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors. Find Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
My husband and I, we don't always agree on decorating decisions, but I gotta give him credit. He made a huge improvement upstairs in the attic. That fresh layer of insulation he put down saved us $240 last year on our heating and cooling. Enough for a dinette set. We're saving just by adding insulation. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
News Talk 1620 WTW, 7 minutes till. Oh, we were so wrong about boa constrictors. Did you see this? Man, you ever heard about how boa constrictors kill you?
They squeeze you.
They squeeze you, right? We thought it was so you couldn't breathe. That is not it. A new study reveals that the big non-venomous serpents found in tropical Central and South America subdue their quarry with a much quicker method, cutting off the blood supply.
So they're doing a guillotine choke like MMA.
Yes, well, I don't know anything about the guillotine choke, but I'm just saying. So there you go. That's what's happening. It has nothing to do with cutting it down so that you can't breathe. When a boa constrictor tightens its body around its prey, it throws off the finely tuned plumbing of the victim's circulatory system. Arterial pressures plummet, venomous pressures soar, and blood vessels begin to close.
Venous.
Yeah, that's right. I said venomous.
Uh-huh.
That's not
just
right.
Making sure.
The heart literally doesn't have enough strength to push against the pressure, which is all across the system. Hmm. Most animals can actually survive a relatively long time without breathing. If you think about drowning people, are able to be later resuscitated. But when we're talking about blood, it's a totally different thing.
Interesting.
Here's Ben Downs.
The donut bringer.
Well, no, the Diet Coke bringer.
Uh-huh.
Did you get your Diet Coke delivered?
It was so humorous. I've got it over here.
Oh, I was just making sure that they gave you a trendsetter can.
Oh, they did, yes. Oh,
I am so tired of having a Diet Coke with a trendsetter or a VIP. I want names.
Did you hear the story we had this morning about the chairman of Coke?
Yeah, I could fix that for them if they'd actually put names on them instead of better half.
Actually, we went to a wedding, and at the reception, they had the names of the bride and the groom, first and middle names.
Isn't that just as cute as it can be?
It really was.
Like a little speckled puppy.
Now, what was funny, speaking of a little speckled puppy, who is the young lady who brought this drink in?
That was Rebecca.
Okay, now
Rebecca McDonald.
Rebecca is about how tall would you
say? About 1'6".
Okay, and I'm about 2'3". Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
So I did describe her to you.
All right. Yeah. So I'm standing here.
Yeah.
Okay. And Rebecca comes in the door.
Yeah.
And she reaches across the counter to hand me the Coke.
She's scared of you, Scott.
No. And I reach over, and I can't. Thank God.
Steve Aldrich was here.
Jay Sokol was here to facilitate the beverage delivery.
I said,
the middleman.
Exactly. So I said, now you can go back to City Hall.
Jay's used to that.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Be able to take this and get it over
as
where it's supposed
man,
to be,
yes.
The way it's supposed to be. So mm-hmm. So that was fun. But thank you so much for having them deliver these.
Well, I wanted them to deliver it. I'm just sorry. I'm sure that Steve Aldrich wishes he had brought a Diet Coke
probably
with
right,
him.
Probably right, yeah. Well, what can I say? Every once in a while, you step on something, so
yeah,
you got to be careful.
Well, you were. Yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry that we were out of Diet Coke.
Right.
I asked her if she filled the rest of the machine, and she said the rest of the machine was full. So I don't know. Maybe wow. You, me, and Mayor Barry have doubled down.
Is there a retinal scan that we don't know about? And it's let's do this to them and make their day horrible.
Yes, Patrick, tell us about the retinal scans we don't know about, would you?
Did you hear our story just as you were walking in about how boa constrictors kill us?
No.
When we grew up,
we can't breathe. Not true.
It's blood flow.
Oh,
actually, many animals can live for a long time without breathing. But what we were just talking about, because it puts so much pressure on the entire system, the heart can't pump against it, and so there's venous failure.
How did they find that out? Do you suppose?
See how boa constrictors go after this hungry researchers are. I don't know. They made a guy go in there and hold his arm in there, and they look, it's turning gangrenous on the end. Maybe
what happened? What happened to that guy that was going to be eaten by a python?
Oh, he didn't.
They did at the last minute. He backed out, didn't he?
Yeah. Oh well, I mean, I don't blame him.
Yeah. Well.
But the lead up to it, I was just wondering, he was wearing a crush proof suit and all this kind of stuff.
Well, I figure it's always good to be backed out to.
You don't get to the top of the food chain by saying, hey, let's let something eat us, okay?
We invite you to join us for the Junior League of Bryan College Station Stuff the Bus School Supply Drive, a community-wide collection of school supplies for the children in our area on Thursday, August 6th at the Brazos Center and both HEB Tejas and HEB Tower Point locations. For more information, visit jlbcs.org.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas from Douglas Nissan. Is it time for an upgrade? Come shop our large selection of new and certified pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. We have what you're looking for. At a nice guy price. Your new ride is ready for you at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, on Highway 6 at University Drive.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, Commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio,